producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Politics, and oh yes, more politics. Hey everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You know, Sunday is what I call the day of the pundits, as they appear across the tube in many forms. So we heard a lot about Benghazi testimony coming up. That's happening this week on the 22nd. Donald Trump also had plenty of things to say about 9/11, and if he were in the White House, what he would have stopped, that he would have stopped 9/11, and that became a big deal. And there are a few other things also that were volleyed about. In the meantime, there are some other odds and ends, what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine, that we are also talking about, including some football. Because, you know, we do that nail the score thing. So did anybody nail the score? Are we waiting for a game? Because sometimes we do the Monday night game. And we did do the Monday night game this time around. I had a few people say, did anyone nail the score? So I'll clear that up right from the start. No. If they nailed the score, then they are Nostradamus, because the nail the score game is the Monday night game. And if anybody does that, then I want to know. I understand, though, because a few people wanted to get in and they missed it. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, let me tell you about it. Coming up on every Tuesday into Wednesday on America Tonight. In fact, we're giving away a computer, a couple of ways to win computers on this show. We're feeling very generous. Flex Notebook, Flex 11 Notebook. If you nail the score, that's what you'll win. All you have to do for Nail the Score is call on our second hour, last segment, randomly. Game of the week is chosen in the NFL. You don't have to even know football, like football, any of that. You just tell us who you think is going to win between the two teams and what the score is going to be. And if you nail the score, you get that computer. So the game this week that was chosen was the Monday night game, just happened to be. So we don't have a winner. We don't know if we'll have a winner. We may have one. Who knows? Could be. We start with this because I said Benghazi this week. What are we going to see? What do you hope to see when Hillary Clinton testifies, which she's telling everyone, look, she voluntarily said, I will do this, of course, and that's on Thursday when she comes before the committee and openly testifies about whatever questions they want to ask. Well, Congressman Trey Gowdy, who is the chair of the Benghazi Select Committee, said, everyone shut their pie holes. Or in the polite terms, he said, please, nobody say anything. Put a cork in it about the investigation. Especially if they aren't actually on the panel and they don't know what's going on. Gowdy was on Face the Nation. He said they need to shut up and stop talking about things they don't know anything about. Unless they're on the committee, you have no idea what we've done, why we've done it, and what new facts that we've found. He doesn't want to poison the well. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy started the problems for Gowdy when he was on Hannity's show on Fox and said that the committee was driving down Clinton's presidential poll numbers. Then he came out and said, of course, after all hell broke, that he'd misspoken, and he didn't mean that that was the committee's purpose in being formed. But the damage was done. McCarthy is history. Didn't even get a chance to get a crack at the vote for Speaker of the House, and we move on from that. But that's how damaging his little shot was, not even realizing what he had said. The panel is taking aim at Clinton over the private email server. We know that. But what Gowdy was very clear about saying is, this is not a political purpose thing. It's about four dead Americans, and that's the deal. He said, four dead Americans is more than enough work for me. Clinton is a witness. She was the Secretary of State. So he said, you have to talk to her, but we have already talked to 50 people not named Clinton. We're going to talk to another couple of dozen not named Clinton. He's very, very clear about that. And Gowdy also said, he was quoted in Politico, another political online read. He said, I wouldn't say in some ways these have been among the worst weeks of my life. I would say that these have been some of the worst weeks of my life. Attacks on your character, on your motives, are 1,000 times worse than anything you can do to anyone physically. At least it is for me. So this is high stakes. And it's high stakes for the Democrats. Because their front runner, because Hillary Clinton still is the front runner. Say what you want about Bernie Sanders or, oh, gee, is Biden coming into the race. She still is the front runner. So the Inquisition unfolds, and supposedly these details that we don't know, we'll know on Thursday. We'll see if it brings the House of Clinton down. I mean, and there's the question for you. Do you think that this will bring down Hillary Clinton? If she is as good on her feet with this committee as she was in the debate, I think she withstands the storm. But we'll see. In the meantime, Donald Trump, many of you have written me and said, I like Donald Trump. I'd vote for Donald Trump. I don't know that he'd make the greatest. I've had people write me, like Bill, over the weekend. I don't know that he says, I don't know if Donald Trump would actually make the greatest president, but I think he'd be the most honest because I don't think he knows how to lie because he's not very good at stepping around things. In other words, he's not a big spin guy, I'm sure, unless it comes to real estate deals. And maybe that's good anyway because perhaps he's going to be a great negotiator. So Trump says that his immigration policies, he said this over the weekend, would have prevented the 9/11 hijackers from being in the country and prevented the attacks that killed 3,000 Americans, as we all know, back in 2001. He was on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace, and he said, I'm extremely, extremely tough on illegal immigration. I'm tough on people coming into this country. He said, I believe if I were running things, I doubt those families would have. I doubt those people would have been in the country. That's interesting because we know this. At least three of the 19 hijackers were in the country illegally. Although they all had initially entered legally, it was that student visa nonsense that got most of them in. Trump also said heading into the weekend, he told Bloomberg News, that while he doesn't blame President George W. Bush for the attack that happened less than 8 months into his presidency, they did happen on his watch, which, of course, is true. And Bush would tell you the same thing. I mean, the facts are the facts, and that's that. I don't know that 9/11, other than this, the way he's tying it to immigration, becomes terrorism overall, and not to have another terroristic attack of that horrendous type on our soil, of course, is always big. But we'll see what happens in the next debate. We'll see what happens there. It's gotten pretty interesting because the field has not narrowed. It will as we swing into the next year. And also Ben Carson. Ben Carson is out there and he's talking all over the place too. In fact, Ben Carson talked about George Bush 2 and 9/11 since it was brought up by Donald Trump. What did he say? We'll tell you about that on the flip side and some more things coming out of Washington in just a few. Stay with us.
Young people are supposed to be full of energy and recover quickly from exercise. Their age should give them a great advantage to feeling good all the time. However, young people of today are dealing with the same nutrient-deficient food as everyone else in America. so it does not matter whether you are 15 or 85. If your biochemistry is off, you cannot feel your best. Listen to the real-world results of James.
My name is James Ashley. I'm 25 years old. At the end of a tiring work shift, I used not to do much around the house. Since I started taking the new technology-enhanced One World Way after work, I have so much energy when I get home that I'm able to take long walks, do chores, and even honey the do list from the wife. It's plenty enough energy to get things done around the house and time to settle down before bedtime. This whey protein gives me outstanding amount of long-lasting feel-good energy. I'm astonished of how great this product makes me feel.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Tonight, true or false, Patrick Edgar joins us in the Lion's Den for a little TNF. And then at the tail end of the show, a surprise from something that I did over the weekend. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but we'll talk about it. Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson says he doesn't agree with Donald Trump's comments that former President George W. Bush is to blame for the 9/11 terror attacks, but said that a more aggressive policy could have captured the mastermind of the attacks sooner. But what I heard from Donald Trump wasn't that he was blaming him, because he was saying, well, it happened on his watch. Carson was on ABC this week, as we continue the Sunday swirl, and said Bush should have declared energy independence after the attacks, and that would have forced moderate Arab governments to turn Osama bin Laden over to the United States. Do you think that would have happened, really? I'm sorry, Ben Carson. I don't agree with you. I don't think that would have happened. And I don't think that there was any chance that that was going to happen anyway. Energy independence. It's an interesting theory. And I don't know, maybe it would have worked. It is something different to throw out there, that's for sure. Stephanopoulos said that the Saudi government, which, of course, was the world's top oil supplier, then had already kicked bin Laden, a Saudi citizen, out of their country, which they did. Carson said, well, you might not think they had loyalty, but I believe otherwise. They would have known where he was. You know, there were indications, for instance, during the Clinton administration that they knew exactly where he was, but didn't necessarily pull the trigger. If we could tell where he was, I'm certain they knew where he was. There's always a lot of mystery surrounding bin Laden. What we think people know, what we don't know what they didn't know and all of that, right? I mean, I'm amazed that we got bin Laden at all. It seemed like such... How many times do we hear that he was on dialysis, he was dead, he was in the caves, we couldn't find him. And then John Miller interviewed him, had interviewed him. Now, really, during the Clinton watch, they had a better chance to nab bin Laden. Of course, this was before the 9/11 attacks. Carson, by the way, just to throw this in, talked about changing his past thinking on health insurance. He has a book called America the Beautiful. He talks about limiting private health insurance profits to 15%. 5% would be given to the government's National Catastrophic Health Care Fund. Carson says he now believes health savings accounts are a far better solution. There is no doubt that health care, despite the cries that things are so much better because we've got the ACA, I would beg to differ because I've seen so many problems with so many people. Unless you have employee-backed insurance, and maybe it's not covering as much, but you still have decent insurance. I've said this a million times, and I've talked to lots of people about it. If you had no insurance whatsoever, none, and you were making nothing, and you could get this insurance, and you had a catastrophic health problem, or somebody in your family did, then yeah, it's like a miracle, right? But for everybody else, especially middle class, paycheck to paycheck, barely making it, it's been a nightmare. I have really, honestly, not met anyone who said, oh, thank goodness for this. It's been just terrific. It's the opposite. It's, I can't believe how much I have to pay now. I didn't have to pay this before. I don't understand. I've heard more, I don't understand, from people than the other. So we're still back to square one in some ways. The pre-existing conditions, we all agree that was great that that happened, especially for children, of course. But when it comes to all the other ins and outs, especially premiums, unaffordable, you got the same problem. And now you're penalizing people for not having insurance that they can't afford. And that's crazy ridiculous. And that's the middle class. That's what that is. So more political speak. Over the weekend, something that came out ahead of what I already talked about, the Benghazi panel. And my question to you is the same, and we'll talk about this throughout the week and throw in more along the way. But what do you hope the outcome of Clinton on Thursday testifying is? Clinton's aide, Huma Abedin, testified that she was not with Hillary the night of the Benghazi attack. I mean, she's been with Clinton forever. She testified Friday that she wasn't with her. And it was interesting because she's testified for several hours about the September 11th, 2012 attacks in Benghazi. And the horrors and the atrocities that happened, which people forget that. It's not like, oh, yes, bombs just went off and 4 people were killed, which is terrible, including the ambassador. No, terrible things happened to those people. So the decision to question Abedin angered the top Dem on the panel, Elijah Cummings, the congressman from Maryland, who said that her knowledge of details at the time of the attack were minimum. Said she had no policy responsibilities, no operational responsibility, was not with Secretary Clinton at the night, so why? Why are we doing this? Of course, she is the vice chair of the campaign, and she was a top State Department aide when Clinton served as Secretary of State. And she also worked in Clinton's Senate office. Now, Gowdy, who's telling everyone to shut their traps, wasn't there for that session. Wasn't there. And so people want to know, well, if he's heading it, why wasn't he there? So now that sort of threw in some more confusion. So I think that's what led to Gowdy saying, okay, enough. Everybody has to stop talking about this. They have to. And just so you're square, the Benghazi panel also dug up 2 other Clinton aides, Cheryl Mills, Jake Sullivan. This was last month. So what is the focus? And I wonder what's going to happen, this evidence, what they're talking about, what's going to happen when it comes down to Clinton. I do think it's intriguing for a couple of different reasons, because it is a big moment for her. She might be the front runner for the Democrats, but how is she going to come, you know, how is she going to come out of this thing on Thursday? She still leads in the polls. There's no question about that. Joe Biden, whether he's going to run or not, is still swinging in the balance. And this after the Democratic debate last week on CNN, which drew over just slightly over 15 million people. Huge for the Dems. They haven't seen those kind of numbers. And obviously for the fledgling cable network as well. I said on the show that, you know, I like to talk about the buzz in the backyard. And raise your hand, because I have a special infrared glasses where I can register hand raising. So don't feel silly. Raise your hand if you're laying in bed, sitting in the car, sitting at a desk, sitting in your chair with your root beer or your steak. Raise your hand if you ever get anything on Amazon. Just raise them high. Of course, my household is an Amazon household. Amazon Prime is so quick. If there's something you have to get, boom, it seems like it can get to you within days, within an hour, within the same day. It's insanity because of where the distribution places are located. But Amazon, this is interesting. Amazon is expanding this campaign against fake product reviews posted on the website. They're suing about 1,000 people, they say, who are misleading Amazon customers by selling fake reviews of products, which I love this. The lawsuit targets account people on Fiverr.com, which is a huge site, a marketplace for odd jobs where they sell gigs, basically, for $5 and up. Amazon doesn't know who's behind the accounts, so they list them all as John Doe, you know, in the suit. And Amazon sued several websites for selling false reviews. It says most of the sites have been shut down, but this is a new one. Isn't it interesting? They said Amazon's terms of fake reviews, they ban them because it's a breach of contract, violates the consumer protection laws, so it wouldn't be good. It has to be a verified review and not one that isn't. So challenging this has to be interesting. But Amazon, Jeff Bezos, who created this, I mean, he has enough money that they can easily tie up these lawsuits. You know what I mean? So then it becomes, what are we trying to do here? This is like that whole white collar thing that we're stepping into. And reading people's online reviews, I don't know. Do you care what other people are saying? Do you read the reviews? I know a lot of people who do, and they put stock in it. But I have to say, I'm not necessarily one of those people. That's why I say we verify all our reviews if you do a movie review here on America Tonight. True or false, on the flip side.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
That have fun with the crew. Patrick Eggdorf joins us now. We're doing a little true or false. So buckle up, peeps. You may learn a few things. Patrick, are you ready for true or false?
I'm ready, Kate.
I like how you're so deadpan and say that. I'm ready. Okay. So there was a big baseball game tonight in the National League Championship Series on the line. True or false, the New York Mets beat the Chicago Cubs to take a 2-0 lead in what has become, so far, a one-sided championship series.
You're going to get me with this sports question. True.
Ah, you got it right. I made it too easy. Yes, they beat the Cubs. Good guess. See, true or false, it's like, you know, heads or tails. So they beat the Chicago Cubs 4-1. So, and it's wild, but Daniel Murphy, who is one of the hitters for the Mets, homered again. He's had 5 homers in the postseason. He's been so valuable to the New York Mets. and this is a big win for them. But the series now switches to Chicago, so you never know what can happen now when they go back to Wrigley Field. Could be a whole different thing. There's at least three games there, and then it would come back to New York. This one could go a lot further than one would think. Let's put it that way. All right, how about this one? Virginia, despite all the protest from so many people, Virginia and Maryland decided they were going to recall Confederate flag license plates, but when it came down to the actual recall, they didn't have enough steam in the movement, and there were more protests, so they weren't able to do that. True or false?
I'm going to say true for that one as well.
You're going to say true. It is false, because they did get the steam to do that. In other words, Maryland got the okay from a judge to recall the Confederate flag special license plates, and they joined Virginia. They had the same kind of a recall effort there, and there's been a lot of defiance from owners of the tags to return them. Both states acted to recall the plates after a self-proclaimed white supremacist killed 9 black people in a South Carolina church, if you remember, in June. Because the gunman had photos of himself with guns and Confederate flags and posted them online. And the federal judge issued the order just at the tail end of last week, allowing Maryland to do that. Anybody who has a tag in Maryland or Virginia where they might have had it for however long and it's got a Confederate flag on it, they have to return it. They have to return it. And if they don't, then they will be fined eventually. I mean, it might be, because they have a lot of license plates. 1,600 Sons of Confederate Veterans license plates are on the road. And so far, only 187 have been returned in Virginia. So it's not going to be an easy thing necessarily to do this. All right, true or false, next question. Poisonous sea snake was found in Southern California. They think it's because of this whole El Nino weather pattern that's causing the warm ocean temperatures, and that's why we're seeing something like the sea snake washing up on a California beach. True or false?
True.
It is true. It was a 2-foot-long yellow-bellied sea snake. It was found on the sand at Silver Strand Beach in Oxnard. I used to go there. In Ventura County, it died a short time later, according to the environmental group that went out to see the snake. It hasn't been seen in Southern California for more than 30 years. Be frightening to have no idea. I mean, it's just so deadly. And it's more common in the waters near Baja California because you have warmer ocean temperatures. But now they say because it's warmer, they think that that's what happened. It swam north. So they found the snake, got the snake, sent it to the Natural History Museum. They examined it. They took samples to make sure. And they say this highly venomous snake is unlikely to attack unless grabbed or attacked. But here's the thing. If you're swimming and you accidentally, they're swimming. What if they're near you and you smash your hand against it? Well, yeah, that's not a good thing, I would think, if that happens. It would be freaky, I have to say, to see one of those snakes. It's a pretty looking snake, but it's pretty deadly too. All right, we move on to yet another true or false. We just keep giving them to you. Patrick, is it true Hawaii had to declare a state of emergency for homelessness because they're having a real crisis there? True or false?
True.
It is true. The governor, and it would make sense if you think about it, maybe, the governor had to declare a state of emergency because they've had so many problems. They're trying to speed up the process of building homeless shelters for families. They're considering a couple of different sites, and they're making sure that they have options of what to do. Hawaii saw a 23% increase in its homeless population between 2014 and 2015, and a 46% increase in the number of unsheltered families. So pretty high. If you think about it, there were over 7,200 homeless people in Hawaii, their latest count that they can get anyway. So they're trying to do whatever they can to reach out to these people, because you can imagine what that would be like in Hawaii. And maybe some of that has to do with jobs, you know, you're island bound. Who knows? I would think there would be a lot of different reasons why you could find some people in that situation in Hawaii. I mean, there's not a lot of places. You're not getting a plane ticket and say, well, let's go someplace else where it's more affordable. And even if you're a native there, or if you're living there, however you find yourself living there, it is a very, very expensive place. Between what you pay for gas, what you pay, because you're not on an island. Food is ridiculously high unless you're growing everything. So you get, you know, it comes down to that too as well. And I would think if you got into trouble, lost jobs, that kind of stuff, it would be really tough. So that's why it's not necessarily surprising, because of what you could find in Hawaii. Not people that are tourists, obviously, people who are living there. All right, so we move on to another true or false. Another one. How about this one? Here's a good one for you. States decided, many states, are going after unclaimed property, and they're using it to patch up some of the holes in their budgets when it goes unclaimed, you know, or it's like forgotten bank accounts, stocks, and they say it's into the billions. True or false?
I'm going to say true for that one as well.
It is true. When you lose track of money in old bank accounts, paychecks you forget to cash, unredeemed life insurance policies and that kind of stuff, state governments are being pretty aggressive and they're taking control of it. Before, they would try to find you. Now what's happening is it's helping the states, because they're saying that their coffers are swelling by like $40 billion. That's nice. And they're using it to patch up the budget holes that they have. But that's also causing problems between states and companies with their own interest in holding on to unclaimed property, which can be in a lot of different forms. So is there an effort to reunite people with their property or not? Some of you may remember on the air one time, and this was a couple years ago, not too long ago, a couple years ago, somebody called the show from Las Vegas and said, I think you're the same Kate Delaney that has money coming to you from Las Vegas. And I was like, what are they talking about? And I did. I filed it. And sure enough, I can't remember what it was, but it was like $75. There was there was an account that I forgot to close out, which was is pretty shocking for me, actually. But it was I got $75 check in the mail. And how about that? In all, state governments have $41.7 billion in unclaimed property on their books. This is from the National Association of Unclaimed Property Administrators. So changes in the laws have accelerated the collections and that kind of stuff. So that's, you know, changed in a lot of ways, because that's what they want to do. They want to be able to get the money for the unclaimed property. Just keep it, you know, for the state, as I just ultimately described there. All right, I think we can squeeze one last one in for you, Patrick. True or false? Guinness declared the longest baguette is 400 feet and it resides in Italy. True or false?
I'm going to say true for that one as well.
Ah, you're killing me. Yes, it is true. 400 feet of a baguette. I love baguettes. Can you imagine that? That would, like, wrap around where? I don't know, like the outside of my house. A judge from the Guinness World Records has certified it. 122 meters long. That's 400 feet long. It was baked at the Milan Expo, and it is the biggest. 60 French and Italian bakers worked 7 hours over the weekend to bake the French bread, and they pulled it off. How cool is that? And then they had people, allowed people to come and take pieces of the baguette that were there. But Guinness verified it, so they set the record. It is a pretty cool photo to see. It's so big. Oh, it's crazy. And all those different chefs working on it, very cool. Thank you, Patrick.
Always fun.
meet you in a few back here in America Tonight.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Been charged with conspiracy to transmit United States secrets to the Soviet Union.
Have you represented many accused spies?
No. I'm an insurance lawyer. This will be a first for the both of us.
We're in a battle for civilization. This Russian spy came here to threaten our way of life.
Do you know how people will look at us? There's a cost to these things. A cost to your family.
Honey, are you all right?
What are you doing to your family? What do you fight for him for?
Everyone deserves a defense. Every person matters.
Something pretty important has come up.
Russians are our spy pilot. We got their spy.
We want you to negotiate the swap.
Where's this negotiation, H. Berlin?
Is there any outcome here where I'm not either detained or shot?
People in my country consider this an act of war.
You can call it what you want. Let's be clear. Nobody is safe.
What's the next move? And you don't know what the game is.
Richard Spies. Rated PG-13. Everywhere. October 16th.
Yes, Bridge of Spies, as we make our final turn here on America Tonight. I have to tell you, I went to see this with my husband and our friend Mika, and all three of us loved this show. In fact, it was crowd of the movie theater. We practically had to suspend ourselves from the top of the back row. But the movie, and you just heard a snippet of it there. We did a cheap movie review of it heading into the weekend. It was written by Matt Charman and Ethan and Joel Cohen, and Tom Hanks is the main star of the movie. And in case you don't know the story, it's fascinating. It's based on the 1960 U-2 incident during the Cold War. It tells the story of this lawyer, James Donovan, who gets thrust into negotiating the release of Francis Gary Powers, a pilot whose spy plane was shot down over the Soviet Union, in exchange for Rudolf Abel, a captured on our side, a Soviet KGB spy who was in our custody. And it's just tremendous. The movie itself was just tremendous. And how I think Tom Hanks portrayed Jimmy Donovan was done so well. And this is a guy, I don't want to spoil the whole movie and tell too much about it, but if I was going to recommend a movie to somebody, this would be a movie I would recommend. By the way, there was another captive that was thrown into this deal, Frederick Pryor, who was an economics graduate student who was in East Berlin just as the Berlin Wall was being built. He tried to bring her into West Berlin. He was stopped by the Stasi agents, and he was arrested as a spy. So, I mean, the whole story itself is pretty darn fascinating. And, of course, I wasn't around for this. I wasn't alive then. And I can remember somebody talking about this, maybe in one of my classes when we were talking about history and spies and that kind of stuff. But I didn't really know the whole piece of the puzzles and how it all came together as one. And the deal is pretty cool. It's just a really, really good movie. And my cheap movie review is, if you want to go and spend money and go see a matinee or go see a, you know, movie night time, whatever, this is a very, very good one, I think, to see. And Bridge of Spies did well, not surprisingly, at the box office. I figured it would find its audience, and it definitely has found its audience, you know, for sure. It took in, I want to say, over the weekend, I was reading this before I went on the air, Goosebumps was number one over Bridge of Spies, but Bridge of Spies, I want to say, raked in at least $20 million, something like that. And it's not completely in wide release yet. I mean, it was its opening weekend, but it just tipped the scales. And I think there'll be much more money that will come, you know, be raked in as a result of that. And if you don't see it at the movie theater, I'd say, hey, put it down, mark it down as something to stream for a buck or two once it gets released. And it's a good reminder to you, if you go and see a movie and you in fact want to do a cheap movie review, you can send it to me at americatonight.net, because we're always interested in what you see at the movies, and just give me a line or two as to why you liked it or why you hated it, and you would steer us away from the movie. If you walk out of a movie and you think it's horrendous, oh, please tell us about it so that we don't go and see that movie. But Bridge of Spies, terrific. Really, really, really super, super good. I would say absolutely go and see it. And there's some other good movies, or what look to be good movies, coming out. The latest Bond, I don't know if it's good. It looks good from the clips, but they always do. And then Star Wars, the next Star Wars installment's coming out, and that always finds a big audience. So this is the time of year, besides the summer, as we head into the summer, when our big release, if you will, to escape it all, at least for some of us, seems to be the movies, right? People run to the movies to forget everything else, I think, that ails them, frustration over whatever it might be that's affecting your life, that you're bumping up against. As we move through the last moments here for this hour, some odds and ends worth throwing at you, I think, here, that we haven't talked about in the politics of where we are today. You know, I am the poll princess. We talk about that all the time, and how important the polls are, only because and we see this with the Republicans, if the polls didn't matter, then you'd have had all the Republicans on the stage. So certainly for the Republicans, the polls matter, but they also matter for the Democrats, too. People weighing in, and that weighing in of candidates who aren't even officially candidates, how much does that affect their decisions to decide to jump in? Like Joe Biden, over the weekend or heading into the weekend, so much was discussed about the fact that Biden kind of tipped his hand a bit by speaking with a top labor union because, you know, you want endorsements. So Harold Schachberger, the president of the International Association of Firefighters, talked to Joe Biden on Friday. They had a long conversation, apparently, over the phone, and the takeaway is that he's planning to run for president, supposedly. These are a lot of sources out there that are saying that. I have a source that's told me that he was running, too. We hear from Bob Ney. He doesn't think he's going to run. But the IAFF is certainly one of the most influential labor groups in the U.S., and Biden is pretty close to labor. So that would be a key group for him. And that might make sense. I mean, is he's reaching out to see who would his backers be. I'll tell you what, if he doesn't jump in here in the next couple of weeks, boy, going in late doesn't make any sense to me because he needs to be able to raise money regardless. And so if he gets that union's backing, he could get other union backing, and that does not bode well for Hillary Clinton. And then it becomes that sticky wicket for the president. Who does he back? Does he back his VP or does he back Hillary Clinton, who was his Secretary of State? I think that's pretty interesting. Now, Hillary Clinton did an interview where, of course, now she's being asked about that occasionally. And apparently she said that Biden is entitled to his own timeline in making a decision. She said, that's up to the vice president. I'm not going to in any way suggest or recommend that the VP accept any timeline other than the one that is clicking inside of him. He has to make the decision. So that was smart of her. What is she going to say? I hope he runs. Let's make it a more interesting race instead of what we had the last time for our debate. Really, basically me and Bernie Sanders, pretty much, right? So, of course, there's not much she can say, really, to that. But if he gets backing from big unions and he thinks he can raise that PAC money, he may do it. You know, we just keep hearing, oh, he's getting closer, but I think there's a reason for that to be leaked out. Any thoughts on the show, anything you want to share, do it. Step up to the plate, swing for the fences, AmericaTonight.net.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.